2017. This is the 404 Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, for downloading, however you decided to listen to the program. My name is Jeff Bacalar. To my right is Russ Frushtick.
Hello, and we have a special guest today.
A very special guest.
Straight from Texas.
Guests don't get much more special than Ms. Shannon Cook. How are you?
Hi there. I'm so good today. How are you?
We're pretty good, Shannon.
Was that Texas? I don't think
that was really
Texas.
Good.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
I'll buy that.
Why did you call me Miss Texas? Is that because I came in wearing a cowboy hat?
Oh, that's right.
I did come in wearing a cowboy hat.
I'll be honest, though. It kind of was like the mix between a cowboy hat and the, like, what is it? Crocodile Dundee look.
Oh,
it doesn't have the
it's
turn.
It's a fine line.
Right?
Yeah.
You pulled it off.
You did. You really did.
That's not a knife.
That's him.
I feel like a lot of people can't pull that off, but you did it. And you're here so we could celebrate that fact.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Not talk about music. Celebrating your cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Which no one can see.
I know.
Don't we go back to video?
I don't think we're going to do that just for today.
Vocally describe it. I do want to say that shopping for cowboy hats, I've never actually bought one, but trying a bunch of them on, which I did when I was in Austin, Texas, the last time I was there, is a delight. It's so much fun.
I bet.
Didn't
buy one?
Nah, I don't think it would work for me. I can't pull that off.
Come on, look at him.
Yeah, you need to have a certain look. And it's not this.
I
would basically look like a City Slickers character.
Yeah, you look like Daniel Stern. I don't understand how. Like, I'm not trying to crap on Texas, but people really rock cowboy hats there, like they mean it. And the boots,
that's true. It's a cultural thing.
I know. I'm not making
fun
of them.
Come on, the Texas Rangers.
What?
Not the baseball team. The like actual Rangers that the baseball team is based on.
Oh yeah, I guess
wear them.
It's just a sense of style that I am completely out of touch with. I guess.
Yeah. I feel like you see some cowboy hats in California, too.
Yeah, they're just lost.
In L.A. and the boots.
Yeah, sometimes.
You're right, because there's a lot of desert around there, too.
Yeah, I guess that's...
And I appreciate the logic of them. Like, they make more sense than a baseball cap, because sun's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but they don't, because they flip up like that on the sides.
Yeah, but it's
your
giving
whole
you...
whole lower face. No, see what I'm doing with my hands?
Yeah.
I'm cupping my hands around my
face
at the mid-nose area.
The mid-nose.
From here down,
sunburn?
Sun is actually on your face. So that's not very protective.
So it's good for sight, but it's not good for actual safety.
Yeah. I'm not sure the first purpose of the cowboy hat was to deflect sun.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
Well,
yeah, it had
I mean,
to be, right?
100% that was what it was there for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, it wasn't effective.
I guess not. Not for the nose area. Shannon Cook is back. Man, you know, it's been a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you are here.
Me too.
And I'm glad you're going
to... here.
I'm glad you're going to lay some summer jams on us.
Lay some summer gems on us. Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry.
That's hitting the charts right now.
No. It might as well be. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's kind of... we're not quite into May. We will be into May soon.
On Monday, yeah.
It's still a little bit early to be throwing out, you know, some really trusty Song of the Summer predictions.
Sure, but you don't you think songs of the summer generally come out like March, April, and then they hit big in summer?
Yeah, sometimes they come out in June though.
Okay.
And then,
doesn't Spotify have an algorithm that within 1% accuracy predicts what the song of the summer will in fact be?
Do you know what that algorithm is called?
Shannon's
the
brain.
The Shannon Cook.
The Shannometer.
There's no way to predict that, honestly.
Right.
I've been trying using all kinds of metrics and algorithms and all kinds of different data. How do you say data?
I say data.
I say data. But
that's fine.
Data.
No.
Data.
That's my favorite. My boss makes fun of me when I say data. But there's just no way to predict it. I want to talk about some songs. I've brought some songs that are doing really well at the moment and could well carry through the summer. And one of them is... It's kind of interesting. This is our top song in the world at the moment.
Okay.
It's on the top of our global chart.
Based on listens.
Yes, streams. Okay. It's called Despacito. I've got to stop singing. I'm sorry. I won't sing anymore.
You're making your own bed with that.
Okay,
you got to lay in it. Is it what we're playing here?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there's an instrument. That's already a win.
In my direction, so thankful for that. Now this is a remix of a Latin star called Luis Fonsi. Not to be confused with the Fonz. Not sure. To be called the Fonz. This is not him singing, though. Guess who this is?
Enrique Iglesias.
No, that is Justin Bieber, Jeff's favorite man. And soon you're going to hear Luis. No, wait.
Oh, it just sounds just like Justin Bieber.
This is Luis Fonsi.
Okay, but yeah. Justin Bieber was like putting on like a Spanish accent for that first
band. He was a little bit,
and he was doing like the TH instead of the S. Like.
Yeah. And soon you'll hear him sing the title of the song, okay. Despacito, which means slowly.
I don't despise so this.
How did you like
spoke
that?
Too soon.
But this is interesting because it's unheard of to have a song with Spanish lyrics be
it's not all
the
Spanish.
Top song. It's not all Spanish, and obviously the Justin Bieber angle has helped make it a global
hit. Sure.
There's no denying that. However, we're still celebrating it as a feat because we don't even Enrique Iglesias, who sings both in Spanish and in English.
Yeah.
He's never going to have a Spanish-speaking song do really well here, necessarily.
So you're saying this is the new La Bamba. It's back, and it's Justin Bieber.
Wait, I want to get more
of
this.
Really well.
I want to feel this.
Okay, I'll shut up.
This is the breakdown.
This is Daddy Yankee, Puerto Rican rapper.
So,
I mean, I don't hate this, but like, it does sound like every other song like this.
Yeah,
like I've heard
I don't
this
think
song,
it stands out, although I do
song,
like the hook.
Yeah, I've heard it 50 million times, right?
I hear you. And this is Justin Bieber singing in Spanish for the first time in his life.
I don't,
that we know
I don't,
of.
I don't doubt that.
Who approached
it's
who?
It's interesting.
That's what
that's
I want to know.
I think I have a hunch on how it might have gone down. But it's interesting sort of in the context of Latin music more broadly, because Latin music is doing very, very well.
Yeah, because it's not bad.
Right. Like, and also, well, in Latin America, according to some reports that have come out, experienced the most growth in the music business in terms of revenue in 2016 than any other part of the world.
Huh.
So, and it, you know, we always like to talk about Spotify and streaming music as borderless. Songs
sure.
can just kind of move seamlessly throughout the world. So this is another example of how that can happen. This song's doing really well in Sweden. It's doing really well in Germany. So, yeah. Okay, obviously, Justin Bieber is a big...
He's probably...
A lot of the thrust behind
it. He's pulling a lot of the weight, I think. Not of the song.
Did the original song do well?
It did very well in
Latin America.
Latin America.
Sure.
Particularly Mexico City. We have a huge... huge fan.
So that seems like a very easy thing. You just, like, find a song no one's ever heard of and then throw in an actual, like, person that people have heard of
and who
gold.
People are quite obsessed with.
It's like the American version of The Office.
I'm sorry, are we interrupting you there, Mr. tapping away on my
he's
phone?
He's doing Tinder, it's fine.
Yeah, first of all, you never
he was married.
You're supposed to call me out on that, but yeah, I've got like, stuff going
he's
on.
He's swiping.
Here. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, what we got else? What else is there?
All right,
Shannon?
We'll move on from that because I can see I've completely bored the pants off Jeff.
No, what are you talking
which
about?
Which is fine. I've always wanted to see him out of his pants.
First of all, okay.
No,
first of all, I actually admitted to not despising
it. That's true.
No,
surprised.
I know. You liked it. You
I was
liked
surprised.
It.
That's about as good as it gets in terms of pop charts and
like,
Jeff.
You know, most scales are like a 1 through 10. Mine maxes out at like 6.
Yeah.
You're getting 6s
yeah,
across the board there.
Pretty good.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Talking about songs that are doing very, very well. Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to this album yet.
Butt. It's pretty cool.
I do like his music, but I have not listened to this new album yet.
I like... That's not him.
Oh,
I haven't
who's
queued
that?
Him up yet. I was using my hands to talk about him emphatically.
Oh, sorry.
So this... Wait. Here it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we tell everyone I'm using Russ's computer?
Just
so
this is it?
And
really
it's doing
bad
weird,
job.
Like, why does
it's
that keep popping up?
Tap to click. Use one finger and just tap.
Excuse me?
Oh my
god. That's what he said.
What song do you want to play?
I want to play Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, ready?
I'm usually such
ready?
A good DJ.
Boop.
Okay. Not at all patronizing. This is our number one song in the US.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances. this. Finesse a nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie World with my pay stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you say that?
I like this song because he makes comments about being sick of Photoshop. Says he wants to see some stretch marks. Yes!
But I'm cool with auto-tune.
I do too. I didn't hear the auto-tune.
Yeah, but there's always sweetening. So,
is there... Have we gotten to the
What's interesting
yet?
About... not necessarily.
Is that like the whole song?
What's interesting about this album and Kendrick and other big artists who do very well on Spotify is so many tracks from this album are featured in our top 20 of our US chart.
Yeah. So and on the Billboard
chart. Yes, on the Billboard chart, every single track from this album, I think there are 14, are on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
Which is a question I always get is, are people listening to whole albums now, or are they just cherry picking in the age of playlists? You just pick your favorite songs and throw them into your own mix. But yes, we do see this a lot with certain artists. We don't see it with everybody.
Zeppelin. You got to listen to the whole album of Zeppelin.
Right.
I'm trying to like wrap my head around this song.
Well, let me
play
another one.
So you're telling me this is the most popular song in America right now?
It is.
That is crazy to me because I like, there's not like...
But people are testing out other tracks on this song, and it
on the record.
Yeah, how early is this on the record? Sorry. Is this the first track on the record?
Yeah.
Oh, so that might just be it.
I'm going to play this one if I can figure out Russ's weird computer.
Yeah, I like don't understand what you're doing. Okay, so hey, no, he's don't click in. Just like tap.
But why does
just
this
lightly?
Funny thing keep
I don't know.
Up?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Close that.
Is this the song?
This is.
Oh, you got it.
This is a song called XXX or XXX, I'm not sure what you're supposed to call it, featuring U2.
What?
Which is sounds so bizarre. What I like about a lot of these songs is they change so dramatically, and this is one of them.
You mean
it
mid-song.
Starts out as one thing, and then it becomes something totally different.
It's hard. I'm making. Take the gratitude
from him. I bet he show you some more. Bono doesn't come into it for a while.
That's okay.
Not a Bono fan?
I don't like you.
Oh, I have such a great Bono story. You want to hear my Bono story?
After this, for sure.
I'm really excited about the Bono story. What? So this is still the same track?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Changes up. Johnny said books ain't
cool no more. I mean, if you can listen to this and be like, yeah...
See, then it starts doing this.
It's, you know, it's... Look,
it's not your thing, I know that.
No, it's not that. I can appreciate all kinds of music, except for country. But I don't know, like, I would have to wrap my head around this some more. And, like, I don't know, do some drugs.
I'm just watching.
What's Stop wrong? Laughing at the way I'm navigating.
She can't figure out how to use a computer.
Why does the dictionary keep popping up?
Look, oh my God, Russ is turning 80 shades of red right now.
It's just
Why?
Really funny.
Are you embarrassed because of what I'm, how I'm violating your laptop?
Here's what I'm going to say. Only use one finger, just one finger, and with the lightest touch a human being can have is touch it. Don't press it down, just
You
tap.
Don't know how to, like, touch the tap?
Yes.
Touch the click?
Is it working now?
I'm not trying anything. I'm frozen in time. All right, I'm going to tell you my Bono story.
Okay,
can you fast forward to Bono?
I like his music, but so far, like neither of those two tracks were.
Yeah, I'm
like,
trying to find Bono. Where did he go? Here he is.
Got it. She figured it out.
That's Bono.
Mm-hmm.
What is he on? Like some sort of tranquilizer.
And that's how the song ends. It kind of just drops out.
All right. Can we talk about that song for a second, though, before the Bono story?
What do you want to know?
I don't know. It's making me kind of feel old and out of touch, I guess.
Well, it makes me feel a bit like that, too.
I don't know. I am always down to try something
new. That
didn't
sound like it was, like hyper modern, though.
Oh, for sure. It didn't sound... you know, I think a lot of music in like the last 15 years has been just straight up annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't annoying. It was very different and something I had never really heard before. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of cool.
It didn't feel like it stood out to me.
Like I'm not
personally.
Pissed off at it the way I'm pissed off at like 80% of the stuff that's popular.
I'm just surprised because, like, I found his previous album very catchy, mm-hmm. and neither of those songs were catchy in the least the bits that you played.
I feel like people like him, they're under a lot of pressure to innovate,
yeah.
right? And like sometimes sure. I feel like you get whatever is sort of clicking at the sure. moment.
And his yeah. and his lyricism, like his writing, is very good.
Yeah,
like he's very good at that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Been. But Shannon, take what's your crazy
time,
Bono
take
story?
Take some time with the album.
Okay. I will. Everyone's freaking loving it, right?
This is not the way. It's been critically acclaimed. Like I said, every track is
Pitchfork
on the
loved it.
Pitchfork. Well, then.
I don't know if they did.
Yeah, Pitchfork, the last word in music. What?
I want to hear about the Bono story.
Okay. Yeah. My husband and I have always admired Bono. And
sure.
Sorry, Jeff, but we're U2 fans.
Yeah, okay.
I did see them in concert not so long ago, and I kind of felt bored, dare I say.
No.
But anyway, but I've always loved Bono. I always wanted to interview Bono. I've always tried to interview Bono. He doesn't need to do any interviews.
But he
so
does.
He never, well,
he does.
Like, not with me, which was very sure, upsetting. Okay. My days at CNN, I would try all these little tricks to
trick him?
To trap him into being
trap
interviewed
him in
by
the
me.
Those yellow glasses. His, I never
red.
Appreciate.
He rocks red ones, doesn't he?
Does he?
I
maybe
don't know what they
color
are at
change.
The moment.
They're never clear.
It doesn't matter.
Enough already, but, Bono. Anyway.
Yeah. That's enough, Bono.
Enough of the shades. Apparently he has a sensitivity to light.
I'm
so
sure
he's always
he does.
Wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
So eventually, and probably I just had my first baby, and about 6 months after that, I was invited to this fashion week party, and I was like, yeah, let's get out of the house. And I was told Bono was gonna be there.
Oh, cool.
So my husband and I went, and my husband is I like U2. I like a lot of their music. I really enjoy their concerts, and I've always had a little bit of a crush on Bono.
Mm.
But okay. my husband is obsessed
okay.
with U2.
All right.
Absolutely obsessed.
He's like one of those Steely Dan people that like goes to tons of, knows all the
yes.
words.
I find yeah. a lot of people from that generation, perhaps born in the 70s,
right.
love freaking U2.
Love U2.
Like I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. But yeah, not to that level.
I once took Daniel to a U2 concert because I was actually filming some of it for a CNN piece I was doing, which is as close as I got to U2 at that time. And Daniel really wanted to go, so I gave him a camera and said, okay, you can just take some photos from the orchestra pit.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And he was just so excited.
That's amazing.
That all the photos were blurry.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how excited he was. And he can actually take a good picture, my husband. Anyway,
yeah.
So we're at this fashion week party, and which sounds really pretentious, and I guess it is. It's, you know, New York during fashion week.
Bono
it's ridiculous.
Is at a party. It's going to be a pretentious
yes.
party. Like, let's be straight.
Anyway, we spot him across the room, and Daniel just loses his mind. And he pushes me like through
I'm picturing
the crowd.
It's like a plate of hors d'oeuvres, and they go flying up in the air.
No, food didn't fly.
Champagne corks.
pushed me through the crowd towards Bono.
Oh, okay.
And then just pushed me in front of him. So suddenly,
is there a crowd around Bono already?
Yes,
or is
and he's actually talking to some people who he seems to know.
Well, that's the
he's
point.
Having
that's why
a
he's at the party.
Right.
He's there to schmooze.
He's yeah. having a conversation with probably about three people, and suddenly I am just standing within my face is 1 foot away from his face.
I can't believe he put you in that
and
position.
And I know, I'm still very angry with this.
I'm
is
picturing
the,
it's you, it's Bill Clinton, it's the Dalai Lama, it's Bono.
Tell me if you've heard
but
this one.
So I'm standing right in front of him. He looks at me with this kind of
Bono
look of
look.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he just turns back to his friend and keeps talking.
Oh no.
And I stay there. I'm frozen. Now let me just explain. I've interviewed a lot of famous people
sure.
before, and I don't get starstruck. I really don't. Maybe
yeah.
once or twice.
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. kind of made me a bit starstruck.
What?
Well, he has this. He's a big flirt. He's adorable.
He's a handsome guy.
He's
so
handsome,
I'll give it.
But like Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, come on.
Come on. I wouldn't even hold the door open for that guy.
He's adorable. He's adorable.
All right.
But I again, it's not my thing to get starstruck.
Totally.
I've seen people lose their minds
around
yeah. famous people. And unfortunately, being around famous people, if you're a big fan and you idolize this person, it can bring out the absolute worst in you.
Yeah,
you
it's just, not a good look.
Is he,
not
is he
a
short?
Good look.
I don't know.
Yes, of course he's short.
He's short.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, what is the of
well,
course?
Well, he wears these platform
oh,
shoes
I didn't know that.
That, which is, you know, an attempt to elevate.
Was he wearing those at the party?
He was wearing those at the
party. Okay.
Anyway, I just stayed there, and Daniel was behind me saying, "You've just got to stay there." Because eventually he'll talk to you.
I didn't realize
Daniel's wonderful. He just lost his mind for a while.
Whoa. Did he apologize afterwards?
Well, eventually Bono's publicist came up and sort of gently tugged me away, and she said, "Just relax, have a drink.
You're freaking him out.
I'll make sure you get to speak to him. I'll bring him over at some point, but just relax."
So
relax.
You guys,
I was told to relax by a publicist.
You got put in a crazy box by this publicist.
You guys were like flagged.
Yeah.
Like she saw you from afar and was like, "Oh."
Guys with microphones in their ears were like slowly moving towards you.
They're like, "We've got creeper level sevens encroaching on the Bono." But they probably call him something else, some other sort of nickname.
Yeah.
Right?
The Eagle.
Yeah. We've got short stuff. He's encroaching on short stuff.
I'm amazed I'm even telling this story because I felt so uncomfortable.
Is that like
so embarrassed afterwards that I...
Did you want to talk
whenever
to
I hear his voice or I hear something about him, I get very... start scratching myself. I'm like, "Oh, that was such a bad experience."
You're like, "Oh, he must remember
eventually,
that time we creeped him out."
Eventually, we did get a chance to have a chat with him and it was a wonderful conversation.
What'd you talk about?
We relaxed. We talked about the fact that the first dance... No, sorry. We did our wedding dance to Beautiful Day. I'm sorry, Jeff.
He's like... Bono's like, "Oh, I've never heard that before."
We also talked about music on the moon because...
That's
I don't know why we
conversation.
Talked, I don't know why we were talking.
Oh,
about
I thought
that.
This would be a sting conversation.
We're the first band to be played on the moon.
We were with a runner. I know now. We were with a runner who was training to do a marathon in space on the moon.
Wait, no.
So
what?
Why we were talking about that.
No, what?
I don't know where he's gone with that. This was about five, six years ago. I think
I'm gonna say probably didn't happen.
Wait a second, Shannon, you can't just gloss over the fact that you would talk to somebody who was training for a moon,
Daniel,
for a lunar marathon.
Daniel did a piece about this guy for CBS. I'm sure check it out,
Mr.
CBS man. It's in the archive.
That is hilarious. And Bono's like, "Oh yeah, we want to be the first band on the moon."
Well, he was suggesting that this guy play his music while he was running.
While
he
was running on this fake scam that he was running.
That's
the whole night was so loopy, and it's just getting even loopier now.
That is such a typical Bono conversation.
It really is. Like, how can we make this moon marathon about me?
Yeah, I've conquered this planet. I don't know if that's my
no.
Bono
that was
voice.
Like Lennon.
Yeah, but he's got this. He's Irish.
He does.
Right?
He's got a weird
Irish.
Accent. Yeah. We've all been there, Shannon.
I'm gonna now play a song. I need to feel better about
she needs
myself. I need to feel better about myself.
We have to take a break, though. We have to take a break first.
Yeah, it's very important.
That's even better.
Because everyone needs to digest and absorb the lunar marathon Bono story.
I need to go gouge my eyes out in a corner.
Don't be upset. I've been starstruck too.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've been there.
Right.
To the point where you got dragged away and told to relax.
No. That specifically has not happened.
Pauly the Weasel Shore.
Yeah. Oh my God. I used to be obsessed with Pauly Shore. And I went up to him and I was like, "We suck." Like, no, I didn't do that. But I got pulled away. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
I need to go sit. I'm going to go sit in the corner and wear my cowboy hat for a bit.
More 404 after this. Mm. Hey, this week we're sponsored once again by Subaru. How do you feel about cars, Russ?
I love cars. Honestly, even though I don't own a car personally, I have been in Subarus. Actually, I rented
You've been in my Subaru.
I've been in your Subaru. I rented a Subaru when I was in Austin, and they seem to be very reliable.
If you're shopping for a car, there's no better way to get an idea of what it's like owning one unless you talk to someone who actually does.
Like you, Jeff.
Like me. People like me are on the website meetanowner.com. Which is what Subaru put together so that people who own Subarus can talk to those who are looking to get one. Owners create their own profile where they can share interesting photos, videos, and stories about what it's like owning a Subaru vehicle. They're filled with interesting stories and insights, so make sure you head over to meetanowner.com, learn from real owners, and see just how a real-life Subaru can fit your life, Russ. Brushed it.
I will do that.
All right. Once again, meetanowner.com. Big thanks to Subaru. Hey, welcome back to the program. Hope everyone is enjoying the trip so far. I certainly am. I love when I hear awesome celebrity stories like that. So let's get back to the music a little bit.
Okay.
Shannon Cook.
I am going to play my favorite song at the moment. This is a song that's doing really well in our Rock This playlist.
Okay.
And in general.
Rock This is rock and roll?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, rock slash rock-ish.
Leaning towards rock.
Yes. Or even
rap rock.
Even just a hint of rock.
A hint
it can
of,
be
okay,
in
a
there.
Touch.
All right.
This isn't full on rock. Are you familiar with Paramore?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they've been around for a while. Very big in Latin America.
Paramore?
A matter of fact. They actually are. They have. When I was working at MTV,
the redheaded girl.
Yeah, the redheaded girl. That band
I don't
is
know
like
that. It's red at the moment, though.
Whatever. But
it's
that
blonde,
band
actually.
Is huge in Latin America. Well, they like they have a huge following.
Because yeah. they kind of came up in like the pop punk scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the Avril Lavigne
yeah.
alternative.
Yeah.
Well,
he's an Avril Lavigne fan. I was just looking at your playlist,
Russ.
Did
you see my happy playlist?
He sent Love me his playlist. Happy, what is it? It's, happy feel good type of.
Yeah. It's it, when right. I, when I,
I'm going to make fun of that later.
It's a really good playlist.
What? All right, let's hear this.
This is called Ain't It Fun. Oh, wait.
This is Paramore?
They've been trucking for like 20 years now.
Wait, sorry.
Paramore?
No, this is it. Hard 15? Times.
This is Paramore?
Yes.
Sounds like freaking
well, just
Little
wait.
Mermaid.
It does.
Under the sea.
Life is so much better.
All that I want
yeah, okay.
is
yeah.
to wake up fine. Tell me that I'm alright. That I ain't gonna die. All that I want.
Jeff is shaking his head.
What? It's weird. It's like folky.
No.
The vocals are. Oh, and now it's like 80s. Yeah, I mean, I get why this is popular. Like, this is the... This could be a song of the summer.
Yeah. I like it. It's...
This is
trending
Paramore?
Up. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Paramore, but... I mean, the vocals do, but...
I mean,
I did notice
yeah,
something.
Okay.
I did,
cool. Sure.
It's okay.
They had a big song a few years ago called Ain't It Fun, and I've just realized that they both start off a little bit the same. Listen.
Can I...
Listen. No,
under
time.
The sea.
But all their songs do not start this way. It's just these two. Anyway.
This is a different Paramore song?
Yeah. This is the one we just heard. Hard Times. I like it. It makes me feel happy.
Yeah.
And I needed to feel happy after the
Bono story. It doesn't get the
cut
on my mix. But it's getting there.
I like my music to have some sort of...
Substance.
And this is very...
Not substance abuse.
Of course not.
It helps, actually.
There doesn't... Look, I don't know. I don't really have much of an opinion on Paramore, but...
This is like
okay.
on, like the song that I would hear, and I'm on the beach, and it's like a good 50 feet away from me, but it's like just the bass is like coming through.
Yeah.
I don't hate
this song.
It's fine.
I'm going to play another one.
Yeah, please.
Lana Del Rey. Do you like Lana Del Rey?
Yeah, she's good.
See, she's got...
She's got pipes.
She's been through some shit.
She has. She's got stories.
That's
she has
what I'm
a
saying.
Story.
Her music's
like
gloomy,
her.
But
yeah.
I like it.
See, I like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, she's good.
Curiously, this song is called Lust for Life.
Wait, like the song?
Like
the other
the
song?
Iggy Pop. No, I mean, it's nothing like it, but... And it features The Weeknd, the man of lust.
Yeah, I dig her. I dig her style.
Yeah, this is a good tune. I do have an Iggy Pop story.
Actually. Sounds a little bit like... She's almost invading, like, Lord territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never thought of them as the same, but...
There's a... It sounds like a... I've heard some of Lord's
like
new
Lord?
Record. There's a little bit of crossover.
Yeah.
Bit.
I like this track.
Lord's really gone in a different direction.
Yeah, she can sing.
She
good.
Can.
Look, no one's ever going to... Dethroned Sia for me. I freaking love
Isn't
Sia.
Yeah, she's.
I love Sia, and I don't care
What's your
who
favorite?
Knows it.
Do you know what my favorite Sia song is?
No, mine's. I really this like one. Cheap Thrills, even though it's like super played out.
I love this one. So clap your hands.
Is this a new? Is this new?
No, this is ancient.
Ancient.
Well, 7 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
But I love this song. My favorite song. Have you ever seen her live?
No. I feel like there's a lot of wires. Like
no,
just
I don't think she
crowd.
Does. She
like
do that?
That?
I don't think she does that.
It's not
she
like a Gaga thing.
Sings.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Anyway, this is a good song.
Should I tell my Iggy Pop story?
Yeah, only if you embarrass yourself.
No.
Or I was trying to get to the chorus, but now I just want to hear the Iggy Pop story.
Okay, so last week, I was commuting into the city, and there were major train issues. And normally my commute into the office takes about an hour and 15 minutes. I got stuck under the East River for no joke an hour. And the East River is like, it's a tunnel under the water. It's very deep and very dark. And you can see the tunnel that extends about like a foot on either side. And the train is packed. And we are all stuck in this train. And the train's not moving. And they don't know what's wrong. And so we're in there for about 45 minutes. No one has cell service. Again, the walls are like tight.
Yuck.
And
Iggy Pop comes in.
And so we're all just standing. I'm standing. I had to be standing for about an hour and a half at this point because the train took so long. And out of nowhere, outside the car, a man walks by.
Oh. Oh. Hello, sir.
And
it's Iggy Pop.
And I look at...
He's not wearing a shirt.
I look, and then I look to the person standing next to me, and he was like, did you see that? I was like, yeah, I think. 5 minutes later, he walks by again. Uncanny resemblance to Iggy Pop, which is to say he was not a person repairing the car. Uh-huh. Picture like shirtless Iggy
Pop.
He was shirtless. He was not shirtless, but everyone, like that era of Iggy Pop. Well, like
he still doesn't go anywhere with a shirt. He always
that's
is topless.
Fair.
Yeah.
But like picture.
But in his defense, he's wearing a skin suit.
Yeah.
Also
you can
true.
Take that off.
But so picture Iggy Pop, like that iconic shirtless
of course,
Iggy Pop.
I see it right now.
And he just like a ghastly
like
visage.
A gloomy, yeah, like a
walking
specter.
Directly past the train and back again.
So that was just like a sewer person.
It was a mole person.
Yeah.
It was my first mole person and he looked exactly like Iggy Pop.
And was he just like, oh, what you're in my house?
I mean, if it's me, I would like look in and mess with the people in the car because like this is your one shot. Because how often does that happen?
Not often.
But like, have you seen many mole people, Shannon?
No.
Wait a minute. So was that the reason the train had stopped?
I see the real
reason. No, there's a power outage.
Oh, so but he's like, oh, I'm came to check in on.
I mean, he gets some like lighting for a little while because the train's like there.
Wow, that's really weird.
I was like, I mean, it just like shows this glimpse into the other world of New
there's
York.
There's some really good.
See. I've been riding the trains for 15 years at this point, I've never seen a mole person.
There's a lot of good documentary footage out there about some of the most populated underbellies of Manhattan. And it's very, I don't want to use the word disturbing, but it's very kind of eye-opening.
It is. Like, it's fascinating.
What happens on the trains?
It's not on the trains. It's what people, there are sections underground where people live.
In the tunnels.
In the tunnels.
Seriously. Because
it's like, you're not going to send cops down there because it's such a risky, dangerous area.
There's
so
a
like,
section.
They get free rein.
There's a big section of it near the the entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel headed towards New Jersey. There's a huge under sort of belly there that's like thousands of square feet that people are always there. And you could you could always tell like where they get like they access it from because there's like stuff there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy.
You have to be
so let's
be thankful
should we
that
record
you don't
the next
have to
episode
live there.
Down there?
For sure. What's up?
Should we record the next episode down there?
I think so. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
That checks
I
out.
Love
cool.
That idea.
Music. Back
Can
to music.
Music.
I want to tell you about a funny little trend that we've been seeing.
Okay. Trends.
Think about trends.
Trends.
Good bumper.
If you think about the evolution of the mixtape, and we all know now that people use playlists and playlists are the new mixtape.
Yeah, I think no one knows what a mixtape is at this point.
No.
Yeah, but like it transcends that, right?
Does
it transcends the
sure
meaning.
I guess so yeah
well people I mean people used to use mixtapes romantically
yes.
They would make a tape give it to somebody
yes
every song on this
way
tape
more effort
mean
or make a CD
yeah
give
sure
it to
you can make a playlist now but it's much easier it used to be like oh I'm gonna spend 4 hours making this mixtape it's gonna
right.
be a pain in
like
the ass
doing the art on the cassette
yeah
and of course you had to listen to it in a
and
a
she
linear.
Still
and then you get friend zoned
yeah and then she still wouldn't go out with
yeah
Well, now what we're noticing quite recently people are doing is they're using their playlist to communicate with either a crush or even break up with somebody.
What? That's the
using
worst.
Using the song lyrics and
like
sending messages.
Yeah.
This one girl, her name is Hannah Woodley,
What?
She gave
her whole name?
Oh, sorry. Well, there it's been documented.
Okay.
She doesn't mind. Hi, Hannah. Love your playlist. So cute. She had a crush on this guy, and she made a playlist, and all these song titles spell out, I kind of like you, and I wanted to tell you, you might not feel the same, and that is okay, but I thought you should know. It's a long playlist. If you don't feel it, I still want to be friends. I am corny.
Oh my God. That's the first actually, letter of every song is like,
those
are the first words.
The
word.
Actual song.
That's
titles.
Actually kind of cool.
Oh, I see.
I think that's kind
it's
of cool.
It's cool. I feel like I would never notice that if someone sent that to me.
Another
no, you
one,
would after a while. You would be able to see the sentence being spelled out.
Another yeah, one tried. Another maybe. One tried to impress her, I think. Oh yeah, her crush. I won't tell her name because I don't want to
you
upset
use
Russ.
First names.
Her name is there. Did you ever hear, okay, I'll pause between the songs
okay.
so you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis?
What?
The Wise.
Oh, that's a meme.
This is a Star Wars fan.
It, well, it's...
And
it's,
this is from a Star
it's a,
Wars
It's
meme.
A Star Wars meme, yeah.
It's a Star Wars
where
meme.
Where people make
like,
fun of from the prequels. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's that not a story. Funny. It goes on. It's not a story. The Jedi by John Williams.
Yeah.
Would tell you it's a Sith.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard that's a meme.
If anyone's just started watching, I'm listening to this podcast at this point, they think something's wrong with me.
Well, I don't know how
giant
anyone
nerd.
Would do that.
Yeah, why
like,
is
wow,
she
Shannon
talking
really
like
went
that?
To the dark side,
right.
didn't she?
Oh.
Anyway, this is just a cute little thing that we're seeing people communicate.
Yeah, that is
that
right.
They must be terrible playlists.
Well, they're probably
all over the place.
Yeah, they're just cherry picked to fit into a sentence. So who knows?
What and somebody used it to break up with someone, which isn't a nice thing to do, really.
No.
I'm trying to see the way she did it. Wait.
That's so
how did this
Russ's Russ's computer is
sorry.
Keeps
just
flashing
one
up the
Are you
dictionary.
Using more than one finger?
No, I'm using my thumb.
Okay.
Kiss Me. This is her playlist. Kiss Me by Ed Sheeran, because I am kind of loving. Someone else.
Oh.
Kiss Me.
So why kiss me?
Why kiss me?
I don't know.
Shouldn't be like, say goodbye.
How did that come about?
This is funny. The guy replied.
Uh-oh.
And he said, here's my reply. And he just posted a picture of her Spotify profile, and it says 0 followers.
That's pretty funny. Is that like a thing? Like, I know on Snapchat and other platforms, obviously, the number of followers is a big deal. Do people like... obsess about how many followers playlists have?
I think some
do. Yeah, some do. I mean,
because there were a lot of like curators for a while, and there still are on Spotify who would like get, you know, not, I guess, discovered a little bit because they had such a substantial Spotify following.
Yeah, I mean, I follow influencers and people who I trust. A lot of people at Spotify who have great taste in music, and they have millions of some of them.
Barrio Bombs.
I follow a guy called Mark Begain. I don't know how many followers he has. I don't want to embarrass him if it's not very hard.
It's okay. I have like 4.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. He's doing well. Yeah. He's doing well. But he curates a playlist. He curates the Today's Top Hits playlist. And that playlist has about 14 million followers.
Yeah, sure. So that's important.
That is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, our top playlist
do
really well.
How does he get a little bit of juice off of that?
Rap Caviar.
Rap Caviar.
I'm always kind of blown away how... Spotify, you know, the robot inside Spotify, like, you know, suggests what I would like. And I'm sure
does it work?
I'd say it's more successful than it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's also more successful than other platforms. Can I use this as a brief segue to talk about Netflix?
Absolutely.
That is a good segue.
Yeah.
We talked about this on a previous episode. It might have been the last episode we recorded, where Netflix was changing their algorithm rating system to upvote and downvote and no like stars.
Right.
And they've since implemented it, and it's terrible because they either A, hide the rating of badly reviewed stuff, like Adam Sandler.
Hide it? What do you mean?
Like Adam Sandler's new movie.
The Wexler thing?
Whatever.
It's
does
terrible.
Not have, well, but does not have a visible rating.
Oh, so they so something triggers like the
like they have a publishing deal with Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler says it must appear on all of these subscribers, and the way they get around it looking like they have crappy movies on there is they just hide the rating, and it's using this match percentage thing that I really don't.
Because you,
it's like not
you
representative of anything.
You seemed like you were in favor.
I was in favor of the idea, but it looks like they're using it just to obfuscate. the actual ratings.
Right.
Which is a bummer. Sorry to
Right, because
segue,
because why does Netflix want to have movies that look like they're rated so poorly?
Right. They want to appear that they have a really great lineup, but then I see like a crappy movie in there. Nothing springing to mind. The Wexler movie is a good example. And like that's a song, like all this new stuff, like anything new, they like don't show a rating yet, which is I sort of get, but after a week you have enough viewing data to know whether I like this or not. And I just feel like they're just trying to prop up a lot of bad. They have a lot of good content, but the bad content, I think they're trying to like prop it up a little bit.
It was amazing with the Spotify thing is I have a 500 song playlist that is just music from 1965 to 1989.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
is it chronological or is it?
It's not chronological.
Did you make it?
I did.
Wow.
How many hours? How much listening time is that? I'm curious.
I don't know. I can look it up on my phone. It's probably like a year's worth. I mean, like it's so much. Like I just love 80s music, and it started with an 80s mix. But then, like I would put a few songs that came from the 70s in it, and I'm like, oh well, that's too
1500 minutes.
It's a lot. It's a really long thing, and I share it with a bunch of people. And a few people actually follow that playlist.
Share it with me. I want to check it out.
I'll do that right now. And
just saying that to be nice.
I know.
God, no, I do want to check it out.
You're just the mean, person. It's got 483 songs.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's 1965 to 1995.
Okay.
So it's 30 years.
Where is that cut off? Just because it's 30 years?
30 years.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And how do you build that out?
So it's just like, it's a constant update. I probably update it like 5 times a month. And it's just stuff that, and what's crazy about it is like, I know almost every single song that's on it.
Sure.
And I know like if something's a duplicate and I don't need to add it.
But Spotify
also does that. You.
But you don't need it to tell you.
But I don't
need
just
that.
Know. Yeah. Like I'm not like, no, I know that David Bowie song's on.
So how do you, I'm really interested. So sorry, go.
Yeah, no. Hold that thought because I want to hear what you have to say.
I've already lost it. Continue.
Oh, damn it. So anytime I'm out in the world and I hear a song, it's usually from like my childhood that I remember because that's what all that kind of music is. I'll kind of like almost stop what I'm doing and, you know, do it.
I do the same thing with my Happy Mix.
And edit. God, your Happy Mix.
So it's telling true. You.
Wait, why does your Happy Mix make me so mad?
I don't know. It's vexing.
Well, wait, let's dwell
so what was your question?
How do you listen to that playlist? Do you listen to
That's valid.
Do you listen from the start? Do you?
Oh, I just hit shuffle. I just hit shuffle.
Right. You're a shuffler.
Yeah, I'm a shuffler. I'm a shuffler. The thing is like, that playlist, it's either in alphabetical order or like to me, it is a shuffle because it is 30 years of music.
Yeah.
So there's no like order anyway.
Right.
I kind of like, so I don't order it. So I just play it based on as I was adding things. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting because I've been adding to that playlist probably for the last 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. And it like makes me think back to like moments in my life when I like heard that song and added it.
It's an amazing,
it's like an interesting chronological thing.
That is an amazing auditory memory trigger that I find that happens so much that like just gets me crazy when I hear something and I'm instantly transported back to like 1998 and something that happened to me.
Yeah.
And that playlist does that to me all the time.
So
it's
You must be an emotional wreck sometimes.
I'm not an emotional wreck. I just think like, you know.
I mean, not in general. I mean, listening to that playlist, it must bounce you around certain times of your life. Right.
And a lot of it is high school.
Maybe
a lot of it is
60s.
High school and college where you're arguably the most fragile in terms of your sensibilities and relationships.
And that's why I specifically, like there's a ton of songs that I do not put on my mix because the rubric is it needs to make me feel happy.
Yeah. Right.
So tonally, like I know if like for example, when I was stuck in the subway, that is the playlist that I was listening to get through that harrowing
experience.
That's
your happy playlist.
Yeah. And it worked.
Lots of Avril Lavigne.
There is a few Avril Lavigne tracks.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Everybody,
it's whatever makes you happy, honestly.
Sure. Sure. We could still make fun of you for it.
I admitted I'm a U2 fan and that didn't go down so well. But
I don't think that's a big, like, that's not a big, like, knock against you.
Nothing.
A lot of people seem to like that band.
It does seem like a safe
for whatever reason. What would you rather?
Unlike Avril.
What would you rather go to, a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert or a U2 concert?
A U2 concert.
That's just empirically wrong. is what that is. What about you, Russ?
Yeah, Chili Peppers.
Yeah, you go to Chili
Peppers.
Oh, really?
U2, it feels like a safe concert. You know, like, I think you know what you're going to get from a U2 concert.
Like, I would go
you
to.
You do, but that doesn't like make it any less enjoyable. No. I mean, I'm sure.
You're right. You're right. It doesn't make it worse.
Tell you what, the best concert I've been to in the last 5 years was hands down Adele.
Okay.
Did either of you see Adele?
No, but I like her.
That was just, it was two shows in one. It was a music concert and it was stand-up comedy.
What?
It was.
Oh, because she was doing Prattle.
She's just, she's funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, she is funny.
She.
And it's a lot of it is just off spontaneous.
Yeah.
She, you know, she messes with the crowd. Yeah.
I think that's why I like her
so much.
Very
clever.
Yeah,
I like her because
good...
she is so seems so shockingly down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really admire that about her.
Super
considering
funny.
How much praise she's given
mm-hmm.
And the podium she is placed upon.
Yeah.
Is a lot brings a lot of pressure. I
oh,
imagine.
For sure.
So
for
she sure. she constantly is knocking it out of the park, in my opinion.
She agreed. Went. I highly recommend if she comes back here touring, and she will eventually,
yeah.
Go see the show. It mm-hmm. was just a ride. You know, I kind of went into it thinking, oh, I love her songs. She's obviously an amazing singer and not a massive Adele fan, but I left thinking, okay, A, I had forgotten she had that many hits.
Right,
sure.
Because they just kept coming and I was like, oh yeah, Chasing Pavements from several years ago. And I came away from it thinking, what an entertainer.
Yeah, that's cool.
The new Cher.
She's she's remarkable. She seems like she's able to really work a room. We're almost out of time.
Do we have to go?
Yeah, we do have to
go.
Is there another thing or we're done
here?
Did
you have some fun stuff?
I was going to play you a little bit of Lady Gaga's new song.
What?
Oh.
She has a new song? Do I not know this?
Yeah, it's called The Cure.
Is this it?
Not to be
Oh, I'm glad we can end on this because I love me some Lady Gaga.
She recently killed it at Coachella. She filled in for Beyonce as a headliner. It was the first female artist to headline at Coachella, and she was apparently
amazing. She filled
amazing.
In. Like, they didn't know Beyonce was going to pull out at the last second?
I just don't think she felt like it because of pregnancy stuff.
Mm.
Oh,
right.
She was so good.
Right?
I haven't heard
I like this song. It's new. It's kind of a return to her original, as you're about to hear, poppy dance kind of stuff that made her famous.
Yeah,
let me soak this in.
Nice.
You know, it's nothing groundbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
She's really impressive, I think. As one of those artists that reinvents, you know, she did the Tony Bennett. You want me to shut up? He's looking at me like I'm trying to hear this.
No, I'm a little surprised by this song.
Yeah? Underwhelmed?
Yeah.
It's doing really, really well. It's sailing into summer. It's going to do well, I think.
It just seems very safe for her.
Yeah,
it does.
It is safe.
And like when I hear a Gaga song, I want to like
get
be like, oh my
the
God.
Chair.
What is, you know? I don't
Just Dance
like
to my mix, by the way. That's Amy. Think of it.
Well, she went on she took a little bit of a slight country turn on her album.
Country?
Well, you know, she's wearing a cowboy hat. Oh my God, we've
that's
come
all right.
full
there
circle.
You go.
But that cowboy hat is like made of meat or something.
No, it's not. I used to get a little tired of her theatrics, like the meat dress and showing up
she
in shoes that are 3 feet
she
high.
She backed off that.
But now I'm kind of missing it, though.
Well,
a little bit of it. And she does bring back little bits of it, like the Super Bowl performance. You know,
yeah,
it had a little
cool.
bit of pizzazz and some strange stuff in it, but not a whole lot.
But you're making my point is that
this
like
is safe.
The risks and the sort of like you know, the range of that
mm-hmm.
is not exemplified here.
I think she's trying new things because I think the music scene moved on from her a little bit after all that, the meat dress era and the bad romance era and poker face. I think if you look at her streams on Spotify, they're not nearly as high as, say, Ariana Grande or Adele. So I think she kind of got a little bit lost. And then she went off and did the jazz standards with Tony
she's
Bennett.
She's also like acting and she's
yeah,
still
she's
a lot
doing
going.
A lot. She's you doing know, a lot. And she did those incredible performances at award shows.
Yes,
you know,
like let's not forget the whole Metallica thing, which
yes,
I,
amazing.
How long have I been saying that Lady Gaga should front a rock band.
Right.
I mean, maybe
I
not.
She did, I think. I think she used to. I think in the beginning she played in like a metal band.
But like it made it work. Same. And like Metallica's not my favorite metal band, but like for what I wanted to see, like that did it for
me. What show was that in?
That was like the Billboard.
That was
it was the Grammys. It was the Grammys, yeah.
They had some technical issues.
Yeah, James Hetfield, but Mike wasn't working.
Yeah, he was so upset. Yeah. But she, yeah, she was incredible. She gives every performance 110%. And I've seen her perform live where she's just sitting at a piano singing. And even
she's
that
filthy.
Is impressive.
She's,
yeah. that
she's
is
absolutely
impressive.
Filthy. She's unbelievable. All right, this was great, Shannon.
Thanks
so much
Shannon.
For coming
Let's
by.
Let's end on filthy.
And when I say filthy, I hope you realize I mean spectacular.
In a positive way.
Yeah, in an unbelievable capacity. Follow Shannon on Twitter at Shannon Cook. That's one N in the name Shannon because she's got to be special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Russ on Twitter as well at Russ Frushtick. I'm at Jeff Bacalar. That will do it for this week.
Oh, can I just say thanks, Russ, for letting me use your computer during
this? Oh, my pleasure. You mastered
it by the end.
It
has been terrible. I don't like your laptop, but thanks for letting me borrow it.
Today I learned Shannon's not too comfortable on a laptop that's not hers.
Well, not this one. This one's strange. I'm sorry.
I know. And the looks you were giving it were priceless. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Until then, have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Adios.